Artwork Newspaper Issue 212, March to April 2020. Title, Down in the Kielder Forest. Caption, quite a lot is stirring, as Nick Jones discovered when he went in search of the visual arts in rural communities, amongst other Northumberland entwinings. I'm well beyond the edge of my known world, and then some, dreaming of being on the footplate of the last train out of Riccarton Junction, on the old Waverley line through the borders from Carlisle to Edinburgh. It's a damp reach January day, stair rods slanting down from the blackest of dark skies. There's not much left of the Border Counties Railway either. Linking Riccarton to the Tyne Valley, parts of this remote line are submerged beneath Kielder water. Most people still traverse this country as quick as they can, driven by fear of the unknown, the weather, perhaps ghosts of the Reivers too. A few stay longer, seeking solitude, peace, space, dark skies, off-road cycling, military training, even artistic inspiration. Picture, Sam Douglas standing stone Kielder Forest. Courtesy, Nick Jones. It's this last that has brought me to Redesdale and High Green, near Tarset, where BVARC Visual Arts in Rural Communities. The VARC project, established at the start of this century, is currently running its entwined program, six residences of different lengths, from a month to a year. The intent is to allow artists to develop their individual creative response to what makes this place special, and to engage its community. The remit is not just to observe, record, or respond, but also to reveal the underlying rhizomatics. I had to look it up too, connections, entwinings, and ecology that hold it all together. Behind and beneath the apparent desolation there is an extensive and diverse hinterland. It embraces schools, the WE, and local groups, as you would expect, but also funders and partners. These include Tarset Archive Group, Bellingham Heritage Centre, Kielder Art and Architecture, Northumbria Natural History Society, but also Newcastle University, Northumbria University, Northumberland County Council, Northumberland National Park, and several other agencies. These residences beg questions about expectation, pressure and intent. To what extent can, or should, the artist be a change maker, connecting, realizing, and releasing latent creativity? The funders appear to leave the answering to the artists, which is as it should be. The current incumbent Sam Douglas, who graduated from the Royal College of Art in 2007, is a modern visual troubadour, moving from one place to another, observing, engaging with and delighting the locals. Well into his year here, he loves it. Armed with tent, sleeping bag, stout boots, squaddy endorsed, midge cream, bicycle and camera, he takes off into the wind and rain in search of subjects that appeal to his inner antiquarian. He doesn't have to go far to find ancient hill forts and standing stones, clouded in mystery. He views more recent creations like factory chimneys, streetlights, pylons, through the same lens, an old world in the making, and yet to come. The camera is an aid memoir, for some paintings take months to complete. He's experimenting with a translucent Perspex canvas, building up layers and textures. The highly varnished finish creates an ethereal, liquid, insubstantial quality. As the ice lips across the surface, the imagination is drawn into a rural, softly lit, dreamy neo-romantic Arcadia, an effective foil to harsh midwinter desolation. Coming next for a series of month-long residences are Shane Finnan in April, Emily Ketteringham in May, Robbie Coleman and Joe Hodges in May and June, and Bridget Kennedy in June and July. Katriona Gallagher will be starting a 10-month residency in June. VARC is not Tarset's only claim to cultural fame. It's also home to Unison Colour, a small family business established by artist John Hersey in 1987, making pastels that are soft, with a consistent texture, and a very extensive colour palette. Every year over 500,000 pastels go all over the world. Their website has an excellent film about the process. Bloodaxe Books, promoting itself as Britain's premier poetry imprint, was based here for several years. Like the Border Counties Railway before it, Bloodaxe has retreated to the Tyne Valley. Still very much here, though, is Kielder Art and Architecture, commissioning 35 site-specific artworks, installations and buildings since 1999. Now there are 20 pieces across 16 square miles, making Kielder Park the country's largest outdoor art space, but that's another story. VARC Open Studio Day Saturday April 25th, 2020 www.vark.co.uk Unison Color www.unisoncolor.com/bloodaxebooks www.bloodaxebooks.com/keeldarartandarchitecture www.keeldarartandarchitecture.com